USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Black Friday today, then comes Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday is looming as well. And millions of Americans are expected to go holiday shopping over the next few days. The National Retail Federation, expecting about 115 million shoppers, are out there today looking for deals on Black Friday. This woman is a first-timer in Minneapolis.
It's my first experience ever in 42 years to ever be in a store on Black Friday at all. So this is like coming in with a bang, but I think once Thanksgiving starts, it's on.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi saying he's resigning after weeks of violent protests in that country and after the nation's top Shiite Muslim cleric called for a change in leadership. Security forces in Iraq have killed about 400 mostly peaceful demonstrators and injured thousands more. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump makes an unannounced visit to Afghanistan yesterday, where he visits with U.S. troops and discloses that the U.S. has reopened peace talks with the Taliban in Afghanistan. The president saying the Taliban wants to make a deal.
And they only want to make a deal because you're doing a great job. That's the only reason they want to make a deal. So I want to thank you, and I want to thank the Afghan soldiers.
The man who founded the cable network originally known as Black Entertainment Television likes President Trump's re-election chances. In an interview being broadcast today on CNBC, BET founder Bob Johnson says the 2020 election is Trump's election to lose. Johnson saying Trump's ability to dominate the news cycle and the way he handles issues puts him above all of the Democratic challengers. Foodsafety.gov says most leftovers from yesterday will be lasting a good 3 to 4 days in the refrigerator. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Golf legend Tom Watson, mourning the death of his wife Hillary. Reports are she died Wednesday night after a 3-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Hillary Watson was 63. Those annoying robocalls blowing up your phone are still happening at an insane rate. A tech company called RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion of the calls were made in the month of October alone. That breaks down to over 4,200 calls per second. The most of them happening in Texas. 5 cities are in the top 10 list for getting robocalls, and Dallas is number 1. Tom Hanks getting Thanksgiving started with an appetizer for the soul. The Oscar-winning actor led Twitter's new Nice Tweets video, reading some of the kindest messages on social media.
Got broken up with today, so I came home to this, a picture of a cake. You're still my number one love, Dad. I'm going to start crying again, because that's absolutely beautiful. By the way, whoever broke up with you is a dope. An old lady took a photo of my cat, Chips, went to the trouble of getting it developed, and put them in our letterbox this morning. For you, your lovely cat, I always look for him, Gene. Oh, my Lord. Who doesn't love cats?
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.